Lot number 87. Lot number 87. Here's 400 again. 400, 400, 400, 400, 400, 400, 400, 400, 400, 400, 10. For 10, over 20. For 20, 20, 20, 20.
The auctioneer's patter is frenetic, as are the amounts changing hands. Nearly £13,000 a second.
10. I have 10. 400, 10, now 20. 400, 20, now for 20, 30. 40, 30
the atmosphere in the auction room is electric, as 5.6 million mink skins go under the hammer. After reaching rock bottom earlier this year, prices surged 20% higher than at the most recent auction in Finland, to an average of about £35 per skin.
The fur market now is stabilised, it's consolidated itself, it will now at a base which is, makes it accessible to many markets, not only just China, but Russia and Europe and North America.
Frank Zilberquite runs Hockley, which claims to be London's biggest fur retailer.
I think we're going to see just a further spreading of the geographic markets for our product. And I think this, the fur industry is looking at a very healthy future.
I'm in the exhibition hall of Copenhagen Fur, the world's largest auction house of its kind. There's a musty smell from the thousands of pelts hanging from hooks, being examined by potential buyers, mainly from China. I'm with the chairman of Copenhagen Fur, Theo Petersen. What exactly are we looking at the moment?
We are looking at the best mink in the world. The Danish mink farmers produce the best skins and get the highest price. And what we are looking at here, the base mink, is also the most expensive of all types of mink.
This is a sort of an off-white fur that we're looking at. Mm. How many of these kind of furs would it take to make a full-length coat?
Between 25 and 40.
If you need that number of skins, how much would it cost to make a fur coat?
Between 10 and 25,000 Danish kroner, I think.
Round about £3,000 yeah. In English money. And do you think that there are lots of Chinese people who can afford that sort of thing?
A lot.
Alan Wong, a furrier from Hong Kong, is examining the mink skins with an assistant.
44, please.
Can you explain to me why it is that Chinese people like fur so much?
I think it is a luxury to them. It represents self-esteem, I guess. I'm not so optimistic about it for the future 5 years because of the China import policy. To import the skin, to dress the skin, because dressing the skin produces a lot of pollution. So they are cutting it down.
Copenhagen Fur goes all out to accommodate its Chinese buyers. Lunchtime feasts cater to regional tastes. There are heady aromas from spicy fresh shrimp, steaming noodles, and sautéed pak choi. Good food is an essential investment because the appetite for mink means that furs now account for 40% of all Denmark's exports to China.
The economy is growing very fast in China, and it is easy to sell high-priced product in economy where the economy is growing. In Europe, it's going down, so it's very difficult to sell luxus product.
Fur has also taken off in Britain thanks to the endorsement of pop stars like Lily Allen, who's been photographed wearing the creations of Frank Zilberquite's company.
Our mother company has tripled its turnover. We were in the hot 100 companies in the UK last year. Our retail side has gone up about 50-60% over the last 2-3 years. We are winning the ethical war because you can see in sales in the West are increasing. We have high animal welfare standards, and if you compare us to other industries, maybe the leather or the meat industry, you will see that our standards actually surpass theirs.
I'm with Mirja Thompson, who's the head of the Organisation Against the Suffering of Animals in Denmark. Have you lost the battle over fur?
They are a billion-dollar industry having unlimited resources, and they are telling celebrities and people that the animals are not being abused. Mink have a terrible existence. For meat, you could argue that if you eat meat, it's because you can't be hungry. But wearing fur has, you know, no function. We will continue campaigning, of course, and we don't see ourselves as the losers.
Yes, for 40! For 40, please!
For now, the boom time is over. But here, they're happy, because they believe that the potential demand in China is so enormous that the high prices will return in a few years' time.
308. And now for 50,